Welcome back to our morning show get-together here on WRCO Radio. Riverdale Communities Education Foundation Winter Carnival is coming up this weekend. In the studio to talk with us are our board members from Riverdale Communities Education Foundation, Jan Nanke and Lisa Farness, who join us. It's a big weekend this weekend, Jan.
Yes, it is. We are having our Winter Carnival. It's geared mostly for the younger children, but the older children get involved too because there are volunteers. They help run games. We have a huge bouncy house, which is very popular. There is no admission to get into the carnival, and we have a lot of free activities, but the bouncy house, there is a charge for that when you come. Some of the games include, like, you know, fishing. You know, the kids put the fishing pole on, and they have a little ducky you pull out of the water, and face painting, and there's a concession stand with food and homemade bars that are donated by the staff at school. They do face painting, and it's just a great way for us to give back to the students during the long winter months and break things up a little bit. So our whole goal is to give back to the Riverdale community, especially the school and the kids.
If you could bottle up the energy that you're going to see on Saturday, yes, that'd be something, wouldn't it?
It is, and it is great to see all the kids, and it's very well attended. I have grandchildren that live 1 hour and 2 hours away, and they always say, "Grandma, we want to come, make sure we know." So it's not just local, so it's great to see their faces.
And you invite people from other area districts to come in and be a part of it as well?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, I want to do a little reach out right now. We are still looking for volunteers for our 1-3 shift, and we reach into the high school and middle school mostly for them to come down and help, which they're wonderful. But a lot of them are involved in club sports, and they're very active. So if there's anyone in the community that would like to come down and volunteer some time, seeing those lovely faces of those children and how they interact with all of the games that are going on, we welcome you to come down and volunteer. So
awesome. Lisa, you're a board member. Why did you get involved with the foundation?
After graduating from Riverdale High School and then coming back to teach, I taught for 31 years, subbed for another 10 before and after, that I just, when I retired, I've been retired now, this is my 9th year, and I just thought, I want to join this foundation. I really believe in the the Riverdale community, and so I thought that's one thing that I want to do once I get done with my teaching. And it's nice because a lot of times when the teachers put in these grants, as a former teacher, we know what they're talking about, as where sometimes the whole foundation committee members don't. And so we can kind of explain to them what the teacher is asking. And because budgets are so tight, this is one way that the teachers can get things that normally they wouldn't be able to get.
Not only are budgets tight, but I think things cost more than they used to when you were teaching. And so there's really a need there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm. Definitely, there is.
When do teachers start putting in their requests and things that they would like to see for the next year?
Well, that's coming up any time now. We'll be putting the applications out. And then it's usually, I think, around March or so. And then we get together as teacher or foundation members, and then we decide, you know, what we can fund and where we can, you know, use the money the best that'll, you know, support the kids. And then in May we have our, where we come in, it's usually at the beginning of the month, and then we come in as the foundation, and then we grant the awards.
Do you do some classroom visits during the year too? As well?
Yeah, we just got done with American Education Week. We went in and we went to a lot of the rooms, you know, in every grade level, and tried to hit as many as we could, and then see the stuff in, you know, our stuff in action, you know. And the teachers are real good about inviting us in to do that.
Yeah, and you guys have given out a lot of money, haven't you, Jan?
A lot of money. I am newer to the committee. I also taught for 35 years at Riverdale, and we certainly want to give back. So the main goal for our organization is that we are a nonprofit. Every dime that we make goes back into the Riverdale schools. And it's the teachers and the staff. Other staff members are applying for new books in the library, maybe some other things too. We just have a plethora of great ideas of what they're going to be spending this money on. And for us, the ag teacher has done some wonderful things. And for us to be able to go into the classrooms, or even out to the new school farm, not the new school farm, but the new building at the school farm, to see what they're doing is just, it's just marvelous, the ideas that they come up with. So our goal is all this money goes right back into the system, and we're thrilled with all of that. I mean, it's very rewarding for us on our end too.
I've been at your awards, your last two awards ceremonies there where you give the money out. It's a fun day. But I always think I'd like to be a mouse in the corner in some of these classrooms when they're doing some of these programs. They're really thinking outside the box with some of these things, aren't they?
They are. And Lisa and I were fortunate enough to be on the receiving side of these grants when we were still teaching. Oh. So I'm not sure when the organization was first started, but I mean, we've been retired 9 years and we did it, but we were certainly the recipients for several years before we retired. So they've been doing this a long time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it's certainly a necessary thing when you look at, and you mentioned the ag program, the FFA, they've done some really nice things where then they can go sell their products as a result and kind of put back in their coffers too.
Very right? Unique. She has stuff going.
Yeah, very much so. So, I know there's a new award this year. Could you talk about that for us?
Yeah, it's called the Riverdale Community Enhancement Award. And usually where it's more supplies, this one is more of an experience. And so we put the application out and we decided, okay, we're going to give this out already. And so we had notified, you know, the ones that we had two winners this year. The first one are the sixth graders, and they are the sixth grade teachers put it out. And they are taking a trip to the Brewer game.
Oh.
And they are going to incorporate math into it. And so they're going to get these workshop or workbooks that they're going to, you know, be able to help teach some of the stuff before they actually have their experience in May then. And the second award is going to the science department, and she's going to do the trail, the Ice Age Trail over by Cross Plains. But one of the things they're going to do before that is they're going to be able to ride the Merrimack Ferry. And so we thought, you know, some of those things, you know, are probably things that a lot of our students have never done before. And so to give them that experience, we just thought, this is kind of a different approach to what we've done before. But we decided, let's put it out and see what kind of applications we get. And we were thrilled when we, you know, we could support some of these ideas.
Yeah, I've heard, in fact, we had one of your math teachers in here earlier this year, and they were talking about incorporating sports and math. It makes it all fun, doesn't it?
It does. It does, really, because, you know, it gives the kids this more real experience.
You have other fundraisers during the year. The bowling event's coming up, isn't it?
It is in March. I don't believe we have a definite date yet. Our president, Greg Kinney, is in charge of that, but he'll be getting information to us soon, and that is a lot of fun. And we were just talking to Hank while we were waiting, and he loves Bess Anderson's pies. So we have pies for sale when you get there. And so a lot of baked goods are for sale, and we have a silent auction. The bowling itself is very fun, and we have two sessions. There's an early session and a later session. And again, we like, and then later in the summer, in August, we have a golf outing, and that's sold out every single year. Again, Greg is great at organizing this, and there's a waiting list for people to be, there aren't enough golf carts to handle all the teams that we have. So we have great support for that. And again, we have a silent auction with that and a live auction, and people are so generous when they come and they donate, and everyone has a great time. But we would like to—I would like to give a shout out to both the Fenimore Golf Course and the bowling alley. They are—I mean—they come and buy from us at this event and are very generous with us for, you know, help supporting our cause. We also have food stands at the sporting events in town. And again, we sell homemade goods, which they don't get. Everybody likes that when they come out to our food stand. So
I can speak firsthand about that. And I've been really fortunate in my scheduling of Riverdale Sports this year because I've been there the nights where you've had concessions. Those chocolate-covered Rice Krispies and all of those things.
Oh, yeah. That's Joanne Kinney's recipe.
That's
she
a
brings
big
them
seller.
Every time.
The bowling thing is March 23rd. We do have a date for
thank
that.
You.
So
thank you.
March 23rd, that'll be coming up in Boscobel.
Yeah.
So I would guess you're going to be going out and, you know, looking for some donations and,
definitely,
and items and things like that, mm-hmm, in the meantime. Mm-hmm. Great.
And we put together like baskets and everything that they can bid on, which is, you know, always a big highlight for some people to go through those.
the money that you give back to the district, then do you kind of go on what you've made that year before, or how do you work that in?
As we, you know, get, we have to, I think there's a thing that you have to spend down to a certain amount, you know, that, you know, to qualify for the nonprofit and everything. And so we always look at, you know, some of the things like how much do we have, how much can we give, how much, you know, people have requested. And it's been most years that we've been able to support almost everything that, you know, people ask for. So yeah. We've been very fortunate from when they first started to build up our account so that we can afford this stuff now.
Right. I mean, it would be nice, Janet, if money were no object, but certainly you're doing good things, real good things.
Yeah, we really do try. And again, cash donations, I'm surprised every year at the golf outing, any time of the year that we do anything, even at these food stands, we have people that will just come up and you know, their bill might be $2. They give us a 10, say, keep the change. I know that seems small, but it isn't. It adds up. It's big. We have people giving us checks at these events for $200, $300, $400, $500 just because they want to give back to the community. Many of them are people that have either lived in the community all their life or have children that have gone to the community. You know, it's just an array of people that are so, so generous and supportive of the Riverdale school system.
I don't know if you're aware of other districts, but is this organization kind of unique? Do other districts have something similar to this?
I know there's a few that do have some, but a lot of times it's different than, you know, just giving to the teachers. So I don't know, you know, the specifics on it.
We give to all the staff too. It's the majority is teachers, but we do have, again, we have other people that in the district that have asked for things, and if it generates interest for the kids and that's what it's for, then we give that too. And so we have had people come up to us and say, I have. When I explain to people, they say, you're on what committee? What are you doing? Other people, again, I go to water aerobics. I see people that were former teachers in other school districts, and they're like, man, what a good idea. And so I'm hoping that even today with this, you know, if you are another school system and you want to know how we did it, what we did, by gosh, we are open to questions and are more than willing to help give ideas on how to get it all started. And it's just a nice way to give back. And most of the people on our committee or on our foundation are former teachers or board or school board members or have children and grandchildren that go to our school system. So can be anybody you want.
Right. I mean, the foundation is a real cross-section of people from Riverdale, yeah. Isn't it?
Yes, definitely.
Yes.
Yeah. And
we try to involve all three of our towns so that, you know, there's representation from all of the whole district.
Yeah. But I think both of your backgrounds as former teachers, you believe in the education that public school kids get, right?
Definitely.
Yeah. And their hands are tied. I mean, the whole dynamics of the funding for the school systems is, you know, it has been a struggle for many years, and this just is just a way that we can help.
I love to hear, again, some of the unique things that they use it for. Their one class has an Iditarod. They follow the Iditarod sled dog
race. Second grade, yeah.
They hatch butterflies, I believe. They get the caterpillars, and they hatch them out. Oh, gosh. There have been so many good ones. Or just simple things, too, like periodicals that they want in their room that have been cut from, you know.
We used to call them weekly readers.
Weekly readers, right. That's right. Thank you.
Scholastic News or something like that, I believe.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And a lot of teachers can get like a set of books, and, you know, instead of being able to just give them all different books, they get like 17 or 20 of a book so that the whole class can read at the same time. And that is kind of like, it's really nice for some of the teachers that, you know, want to do this in the English classes and... Mm-hmm. So, I mean, we have a lot of variety of projects, which is great.
Some are even computer-generated activities that they might want to pilot them. This is something different. It's not part of the curriculum, but it ties into the curriculum. So, you know, can we do something like that?
And a lot of manipulatives, you know, that I think of like our 4K, you know, she has built up a lot of manipulatives for those kids so that they have that hands-on experience that they need at that age.
Right.
So...
They're never bored.
No.
Keeping them moving and grooving.
Yeah, you've got to.
and they won't be bored Saturday when they come in, will they?
No.
There's a lot of stuff.
A lot of fun.
Lots of things to do.
Now, they won't let me, pick a duck or ride in the bounce house or anything like that, but I can eat, right? So, yes. I mean, people can just stop by and eat, can't they?
Yes.
And we do have people that do that, definitely. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I mean, lots of grandparents and parents bring their kids. A lot of grandparents bring their kids in, and then they get to see all the fun, too. So
it's a great time to have your phone out and do some pictures and videos, too, I'm sure, isn't it?
Yes.
And we have the big gym, and it usually has between 5 to 6 of the bouncy houses. There's just a variety of different ones, and so they set them all up, and the kids can just race from one to another, and they have a great time.
And the bouncy houses are age-appropriate, so there are some that are just for the little kids, and they're the only ones, the other ones that go mm-hmm. in, and then the other ones are for most ages. So
sure. Thunder Showers LLC, I believe.
They do a great job.
Yeah. I bet the kids sleep well on Saturday night.
I bet they do, too.
What are the hours for the event? Again, can you tell us, Lisa?
11 to 3.
11,
yeah.
Okay.
11 o'clock to 3 o'clock. We have, like two shifts, 11 to 1 people help us out from, and then 1 to 3. And so we have a lot of the kids need to get some volunteer hours now in high school and middle school. And so a lot of them volunteer because then they get those volunteer, they get their hours in. And then we have like a little pizza party or something for them afterwards. So, but, 11 to 3 is when the carnival goes.
I would bet some of those older students remember when they were the youngsters running around there in the bounce houses.
I'm sure that they do because, they're up there now.
Great. Well, we hope it goes well. The forecast is for a pretty good day. People don't have any excuse to not get out and take a drive. Now,
yeah. So. Yes. And shout out to Jamie Hinkle, who's on our committee, too. This is one of her babies. She just loves this one. And so she has helped with a lot of stuff, too.
Wonderful. Anything else either of you would like to add here today?
No, just thank again to WRCO for being so supportive of us, too.
Yeah,
thank
no problem. You. Glad to do it. It's a great cause. Riverdale Communities Education Foundation 2025 Winter Carnival. Thanks to our guest today, Jan Nanke and Lisa Farness, members of the board, for being our guests.